Jon Stewart stepped away from the desk some time ago, hosting The Daily Show. But he returned to television yesterday on C-SPAN, but in a much different role. He showed up to talk about the September 11th, 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund, which has been delayed and slowed down and postponed and dragged out for years now. And so he appeared at this hearing for members of Congress, including those like Jerry Nadler, who's spending all of his time pursuing Donald Trump, trying to run him out of office for some perceived bad behavior, which the bad behavior, of course, was being elected president. But Jon Stewart of The Daily Show showed up. And behind him were a whole bunch of the first responders and those that have been affected negatively by health impacts and the repercussions and the dust and the dirt, the things that happened that day. And Jon Stewart, I mean, this could have been a monologue from The Daily Show from years past, but it wasn't. It was a monologue for America today and for Congress and its inability to do anything except apparently focus on Donald Trump and try to find some reason to impeach him. And Jon Stewart was just flat out angry with those in attendance and certainly much more with those not in attendance, those that didn't think it was important enough to show up. And maybe you should take notes of this, because Jon Stewart calls balls and strikes pretty well. Let's listen to a little bit of what he had to say. Go.
There is not a person here. There is not an empty chair on that stage that didn't tweet out, "Never forget the heroes of 9/11. Never forget their bravery. Never forget what they did, what they gave to this country." Well, here they are. And where are they? And it would be one thing if their callous indifference and rank hypocrisy were benign, but it's not. Your indifference costs these men and women their most valuable commodity, time. It's the one thing they're running out of.
And so he takes it to him. We'll leave it there.
This hearing should be flipped. These men and women should be up on that stage, and Congress should be down here answering their questions.
That part I agree with. We'll leave it right there. Congress should be answering the questions of the victims of 9/11. Jon Stewart getting very emotional there. As he calls out all of those that have all said, "We should never forget 9/11. We stand with you, 9/11 victims." And then they don't show up, because Jerry Nadler and company have more important things to do. Republicans and Democrats both guilty here. But in this particular case, a democratically controlled committee chair, nobody shows up. 9/11 victims showed up. Jon Stewart showed up and had a conversation primarily with himself. And you know what? It's instructive. It's important to hear. It's important to hear his emotion, because these folks go out there and they pontificate about all these. "We're here with you. We stand with you." Yeah, right up until there's a fundraiser going on, or you've got something that's just a bit more important to you, or there's a photo op down the street, so you want to go there, or you want to be on the front page of the paper because you're yelling about Donald Trump. It's all important until those things take precedent and 100 other things. And that explains why the ratings for Congress, the ratings for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, are a fraction of what the approval ratings are for this president, whose approval ratings have never really gotten out of the mid-40s at best. And yet Congress, their approval ratings are in the mid-teens. And that's why. In the mid-teens, and that's why, right there. Because they don't do their jobs. You know, they opine about, you know, higher cause and the American America that we know and love, and so on and so on. And yet, when it comes down to it, it sounds like just so much talk. It just sounds like so much talk, and nothing ever seems to come from it. And I can see why the anger is there. Speaking of which, I want to go to the center of the nation for a moment, because this next story seems to connect a little bit for me anyway, and that is the disconnect between the major news media and the center of the nation. Anything that's between New York and Los Angeles seems to be irrelevant. Maybe Chicago is okay, but the rest of it's not all that important. And I want to go to bite number five, because CNN and its reporters always seem stunned when they hear real Americans talk about the things that matter to them and why. And why? In this case, why could you ever support Donald Trump for president? This is a CNN panel in Iowa. It's bite number five. Go.
For these 10 voters in Des Moines, Iowa, campaign season is already in full swing. Republican Frank Moran voted for Trump in 2016 and plans to again.
The economy is booming, where I just feel as though everything that I've been wanting to have done is being done.
Heather, why do you like Donald Trump?
He's working on border control, which I think is really important.
This lifelong independent is also supporting Trump.
I vote for somebody who's going to protect and defend the Constitution.
By the way, that same panel and others like it don't think very much of Joe Biden. They don't care for the vice president, his flip-flopping and his drive to cure cancer. Real quickly, bite number six, go.
Something that has really bothered me about Joe Biden is the way that he has responded to the allegations by women.
Some men in the group are turned off by the same issue.
I didn't like his idea that it's okay to just go up to a woman and smell her hair and say, who does that?
Who does that? It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at DTEenergy.com. DTE.